could start again.
Yo, what is up, Indianapolis? You are now tuned into the playbook with Kyle.
You messed up the button?
Yeah, I did.
I did that like last week. It's all right. My name is Landon Nelson.
Garrett Burkle. All
right.
My name is actually Garrett Burkle.
No,
really?
It's not.
No, I'm just kidding. My name is Owen Pulley. I'm here live. We out here.
Who?
Asked. Nobody.
All right. Anyways, you're now tuned in to... What is he doing? You're now tuned in to the playbook. I hope everyone's having a great Thursday.
Thursday already?
It's Thursday.
It's actually Sunday.
One of the 2 days I don't work this week.
Where do you work at?
Chipotle.
Why?
That's a good question.
Wow. What if Chipotle is listening right now? What would they do?
I don't know.
They'd probably fire you.
They probably wouldn't. Because I love Chipotle. Anyways, though. I have a little question for you guys regarding the NFL. Do you guys think there will ever be a quarterback that will pass for 6,000 yards?
In the NFL?
Yeah. Because Dan Marino passed for 5,000 yards. And to get 6,000, you'd have to average 352 yards a game. Which...
They are longer seasons now, so... Are you talking about just in the regular season?
Yeah, regular season, not including playoffs. Will there ever be a quarterback to average 6K?
I want to say no.
You don't think ever? What do you think? What do you think, Landon?
Landon Nelson
Owen.
Landon Nelson speaking here.
Sorry, we just missed Landon. He's not on today.
Yeah, he's doing his Instagram videos for WBHG.
Yeah, he's getting clout.
He's getting the followers up.
Yeah.
I don't think there will ever be a quarterback that will throw for 6,000 yards, like Garrett said.
I think... Who do you think, if there will ever be...
Mahomes.
Mahomes?
It's going to be Mahomes.
What about Dak? Because in 2020, remember Dak was putting up crazy numbers before.
Nah. I remember they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Matt Ryan's doing it this year.
Bro.
Matt Ryan, no.
I'm just kidding. Probably Patrick Mahomes.
Let me ask you this. We talked about this
or
last week.
I could see Herbert doing it.
Herbert? Yeah, I could see that. I just don't know. It's close. Let me ask you this, Owen. How far do you see the Colts going this season?
I see them winning the division and making the playoffs and possibly going to the AFC championship game. Could be the AFC divisional round. We'll just have to see.
Do you think Super Bowl is realistic?
Not realistic, but possible.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
What?
I said very interesting.
Why? How?
That you... What do you...
How is it interesting that,
I was just going off with Garrett.
How is that interesting, Garrett?
I don't think the Colts... I don't think there's any possibility the Colts make the Super Bowl.
I don't think
so either, but...
I think there is if Matt Ryan performs...
What is Trey doing?
I don't know. Colts receiving core isn't very good either. But
do you think the Colts have any chance to sign Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, because Ballard doesn't like to spend money.
I mean, he got Gilmore.
That's true, but
he got Yannick Ngakoue.
Was that one in a trade though?
That was in a trade, but still, you're going after a.
No, big I understand, money player. But I just think the Colts there's zero chance we get Beckham.
I think the Colts defense is very good, top five, you could even say.
The problem with our defense is last year, we'd go down, we'd score, okay? And defense would come on the field, and they would fold, quickly.
Last year, we didn't have consistent corners. You'd see Rocky Sin.
It was the bend, don't break defense.
Yeah. And also, last year, we had Matt Eberflus, which is...
He's a head coach now, which surprised me.
Yeah,
head coach
Bears,
in Chicago.
For the Bears.
The Bears.
Because I thought I thought after that game in Jacksonville, he would be gone just in general if it was another head coaching job or he got fired. So I was very surprised to see him get the Bears job, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I just think overall the Colts defense is a lot improved this year corner-wise. Because last year, the corners is what really killed us. Because Rockiason, every other play would give up a pat, like 50-yard pass interference call, or he'd just be hurt.
And like I like Kenny Moore, don't get me wrong, but I also think Moore's the guy that, I don't want to say he's overrated necessarily.
No,
but
I could say that. He gives up so many yards.
Kenny's a great guy, don't get me wrong, but he was a guy that last year did, I mean, he's not one to guard a top five receiver in the league.
Yeah, he got against the Raiders last year, and I love Kenny, and I think he's a great slot corner, but he just got burnt by Hunter Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was crazy.
Same with Cooper Kupp, too, but we all know how that...
I mean, everybody got burnt by Cooper Kupp last year. But I just think the corners are so much better this year. We got Stephon Gilmore, who's a top 10 corner, maybe. Isaiah Rodgers is going to be a stud this year.
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to be really good this year, alongside Stephon Gilmore at corner.
I think
Colts defense is going to really improve this year.
And also safety. I mean, Nick Cross has been really impressive, the rookie.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that's out for the season now? Was it the tight end?
Ogletree. Andrew Ogletree.
Was he a rookie this year or last year?
Yeah, rookie this year.
And apparently there is, I think Zach Kiefer said that Ogletree is doing better than Jelani Woods in training camp. So
awesome.
I'm excited for Jelani Woods, though. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think tight end is a really weakness of our team. And I love Mo Alie-Cox, but him being tight end one, I don't know. I mean, do you think he's
need Jack Doyle in his prime back?
Yeah, we need prime Jack Doyle. We need the Santa Claus beard Jack Doyle back. No, we need Kobe Fleener back.
Kobe Fleener. That's the name I heard in a while.
Oh God. That's
never
nostalgia.
Never a Kobe Fleener fan.
I don't think anybody was
never a Kobe Fleener fan.
He had his years. He had his plays.
Griff Whalen too was the one that I couldn't stand. Griff Whalen.
Wow. I did so many random players we've had in our past.
I know.
Darius Hayward Bay.
I mean, when you have
he might have been the worst wide receiver in NFL history.
And then you remember Ricky Jean-Francois? That's what happens when you have a GM like Grigson.
Yeah. We had some returner.
That's why I like Ballard.
What was
a lot
his
more.
Name? Returner. His name was like Basil or something like that. He got in trouble for marijuana possession or something like that. I think he got cut and then never picked up again. So
you remember
Josh Gordon type beat?
Yeah.
Do you remember what's his name? Who was it? The Bjorn Werner.
Yeah,
that guy is terrible.
Dude, remember,
he's a defensive lineman for D tackle
yeah.
for like two seasons, and he was terrible. He was a first round pick too. He was awful.
Who is the kid from Miami you picked up in the first round?
When?
Don't ask me.
Oh, he was the wide receiver. He played with the Patriots after the Colts.
I know exactly who you're talking about. It's
he wore like
Reggie
number
15.
Wayne?
No, not Reggie Wayne. It was Philip Dorsett.
Philip Dorsett. That was
okay.
Bad.
Okay. Speaking on bus, do you guys think that? Oh my gosh, Paris Campbell.
Yes, he's a bust. He's a bust.
You think so?
Yeah.
Unless
he balls out this season, he's a bust.
Do you think this is his last year to prove?
Correct.
Like, do you give up?
He's
on
very
Paris
injury
Campbell?
Prone. Which...
That's the problem. Like, he's a great player. Mm-hmm. He's got the speed.
No, you're
he's
right.
He's got the separation. It's just like he's always injured. I mean, it's a stubbed toe, and he's out for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
He was good at Ohio State.
I think if Paris Campbell stays healthy, we have a solid receiving core. Pittman, I think it could be a top 10 receiver at some point. Not this year, maybe, but in the future. And then Alec Pierce is a stud. I mean, he's huge. And then if Campbell can stay healthy. People be forgetting Nyheim Hines is going to be playing some slot wide receiver this year.
Hines, yeah, that's
which
right.
Which is solid.
It's pretty solid.
It is. I mean,
agreed.
I don't know. I don't think the Colts wide receivers are enough.
Oh, I don't think it's enough offensively. But you look at a team like the Colts, and they're a run-heavy team.
They are.
When you have the best running back in the league.
That's debatable.
No, it's not
debatable.
He's the best running back in the league.
No. I agree. Honestly, I think you have an argument that
who's better than him.
I just think it's debatable because you look at guys like, I'm not gonna say just Derrick Henry because I think he just gets a lot more carries and I think Derrick Henry is very overrated. But look at a guy like Nick Chubb. If Nick Chubb's, and we might see this year where he doesn't have to split with Kareem Hunt.
I hope they split because they're both on my fantasy team.
That's true. But you'd want Kareem Hunt to get traded. Kareem Hunt wants to get traded somewhere where he's a starter.
Well, I have Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
I have on my fantasy team, I have Derrick Henry and Chubb.
Didn't he request a trade, but it got denied?
It got denied, but, like, is he going to play?
If he doesn't play week one, I'm cutting him.
Where's the Marlon Mack at now?
Texans.
But he's not going to. That man is not going to play.
No, he.
Or he will.
Who's their starter at running back?
It probably will be Marlon Mack, but he's just not Texans. Very good right now. He's older.
I feel bad for him. He's just gone through so much. But Marlon Mack getting injured, Jonathan Taylor's rookie year kind of was a blessing in disguise, honestly.
For the Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts.
Let me ask you, what do you guys feel about Frank Wright if he doesn't get the job done this season, if the Colts just flop?
Bye-bye.
Do you fire him?
Yep.
I love
you. I just think there's no in between to it. And here's what I think. I think, and again, I'm in the minor part who thinks this, that I don't think Ballard's that great of a GM either. Now, again, he's drafted Jonathan Taylor, Darius Leonard,
Shaquille Leonard,
whatever. Pittman.
Shaq Leonard.
Who's Shaq. Quentin Nelson. He's drafted guys like that.
He's a great drafter, I agree.
But just the gaps on this team and how he hasn't been able. Okay, so just the gaps on the team, especially in the Jacksonville meltdown last year, really proved to me that, is this guy really that great of a GM? He also, look, he's had how many years to figure out the Luck thing? 19, I get it. Luck retires. That's a terrible situation for him. But by now, we should have a quarterback that is able to go.
I don't think the Luck thing is fully his fault. I think that we were put in a horrible spot that not many teams are going to get out of. And I think that when Luck retired, we should have blown it up immediately. We should have tanked, not tried to compete with a guy like Jacoby Brissett. Because we weren't in a position to win anything with Jacoby. I mean, and now we got stuck in the position where in 2020 you got to get 1 year rental of Phillip Rivers. And Phillip did great for us, honestly, all things considered. But it's not ideal to just keep getting 1 year after 1 year. You got Carson Wentz.
No, I mean, that's the GM's fault.
You're put in a tough position.
No, I know.
Because when you don't blow it up at the start, which isn't all Ballard's fault, that's some of Ursa's fault, and really everybody, you're put in a tough spot where you have a roster other than quarterback who can contend easily. And I
think this is all Gregson's fault. There's
two people left on the roster from Gregson.
I mean, but how much he set back the Colts with Andrew Everything. Luck and the offensive line. I mean,
he didn't. If Luck had an offensive line, he'd still be playing right now.
I think that Gregson
and the
set
Colts
back
would
the Colts.
Have a Super Bowl right now.
He set back the Colts 5-10 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think Chris Ballard's done a great job overall because you can't. It's not realistic for him to just impulsively go after players and just, like, try and form this Super Bowl team. His philosophy is building from the draft, and that has worked, and I think that it will continue to work. You know, you get these guys like Gilmore, Ngakoue, DeForest Buckner along the way, but the philosophy's there, and I think that's like, – I think we could win a Super Bowl with Ballard.
I don't know. I just haven't, you know, I have not been.
He just doesn't spend money. That's his main issue.
I'm not even about the money thing. It's just some of the holes on the team. Like, just last year watching that Jacksonville game, like, just, you know, some of those guys were out. We had a lot of backups in. And just seeing how bad the backups were, like, really concerned me. Really concerned me.
Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Carson Wentz, though.
That's true,
but how much better? I don't think
he's that much better.
I don't know about that. I really think that Matt Ryan is a Super Bowl quarterback. 28-3. Bro. True. But I really think that with a solid O-line and competent, we have way more competent receivers than the Falcons had last year. The Falcons receivers, I could not name them other than Calvin Ridley. And, yeah, he got
Pitt
suspended.
This is
Kyle Pitts.
Kid from Florida, yeah.
Kyle Pitts, but I'm talking about wide receivers. I mean, I know Kyle Pitts is a receiver. He's a tight end, though. But I just think that Matt Ryan, like, I think he did, Ballard did an amazing job getting Ryan. And at the time, I wanted Baker.
I would have been saying the same, sitting here saying the same thing last year when he went and got Wentz. And the year before that with Rivers, even. You know,
the one thing I do agree with you is that we are kind of stuck in a hole right now at quarterback, because what are you going to do when Matt Ryan retires? The Colts are not going to be a top 10 pick team anytime soon.
That's a GM's thing. So
I have no idea what they're going to do quarterback, because are you really relying on Sam Ehlinger to progress in 2 years and become a starter? No, you're not.
You can't.
That means QB1.
He's got potential, but he's
too small to be an NFL quarterback.
Maybe.
No offense to Ehlinger. He's just...
He could be a solid backup.
He could.
I just can't see him being a starter in this league. And that's why I kind of wanted Baker at the time. I'm fine with Matt Ryan. I'm glad we got Matt Ryan, because I think it puts us in a win-now mode. But I think Baker had more potential for the future. That's the problem I have with Ballard there.
Ballard's a win-now GM, and you can't really win now if you have holes, and then you can't win later when you can't win now.
What do you think the holes are, though? I mean, I really
receiving
don't think...
Receiving core?
I don't think receiving core is a huge hole.
It's not a huge hole, but...
Because Pittman is going to be great. Pittman's going to be a great receiver.
You can't throw the ball to Pittman every play, though.
But people are sleeping on Alec Pierce. Like, just... Really, like, Alec Pierce is a solid receiver that would start on a lot of NFL teams. And the question is really slot. I think our wide receiver 1 and 2, I think those aren't holes. Like, I really think you can work with those. And defense really doesn't have any holes anymore. I don't think they have holes at corner, because I think Isaiah Rodgers holes at... You have a question mark at safety with Nick Cross, but I think he's going to be a stud. So, I don't know, though. We're going to go on break, though. Up next, we have Good Life by Kanye West and T-Pain.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine.
Yo!
Chill.
All right, what is up, Indianapolis? We are back on the playbook. I'm joined by Owen Poley / Landon Essen / Robert Reed / Garrett
/ Burkle. Garrett Burkle / Kyle. I don't even know your last name.
Kyle Stout.
Stout?
Yeah. And who are you? What's your name?
Garrett
Burkle. Garrett's his name. Remember
that. Loud. My bad.
Remember that.
Garrett Burkle.
Anyways, on the playbook now. You might have heard us just talk about NFL, how the Colts are going to go down as the greatest team of all time. Not really. But now we're going to be going into college football. Who doesn't like college football?
I don't know. And if they don't.
Don't
they're
make
crazy.
Me hit the
I mean.
What? What just happened? Is Robert at our door again?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, Robert's in there. Robert's in there.
Anyways, we are 9 days away from football, which
is crazy. Nine days till kickoff.
What's the game? It's like Northwestern versus
Illinois.
What a game.
I'm watching because it's college football.
But I mean, those games are...
Isn't it in... Where is it at? It's played in some...
Wrigley Field?
No, it's in another country.
Oh!
It's that game.
Is it
playing in London or something?
No, I want to say it's Italy, but I think I'm wrong. Northwestern versus
Illinois. I'm looking it up right now.
Football.
I don't know. We're 9 days away, though, so no matter where it's played. If it's... Where's it at?
I didn't turn my Wi-Fi on, but it's two bad teams playing each other, which, I mean...
College football, though.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're trying their very best.
I actually think Illinois and Northwestern be all right.
Last year, I unironically watched Illinois and Nebraska to start the season off.
No shot.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Illinois won that game, didn't they?
I think so. Hopefully. Nebraska won three games, so, I mean, I don't know. But anyways, we're going to hop into just some predictions for college football. So, like, for the SEC championship, I don't think it's very debatable it's going to be Bama-Georgia again. Alabama-Georgia. But I do think a couple East teams that could compete with Georgia. I think the East is going to be interesting because you have a team like Kentucky that maybe could compete for that. We'll see. Or Tennessee, as much as it pains me to say that. But we'll see how the East shapes up. What do you have for your SEC championship, Garrett Burkle?
Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing every year, I feel like. But they're the two best teams of the SEC, so.
What do you have, Owen Pulley?
Landon Nelson, you mean?
No, Owen Pulley, I mean.
I think Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah, that one's kind of not up for debate. For Big Ten,
actually, I can see Ole Miss or Arkansas
I
giving Bama a run for their money. Same with Texas A&M.
A run for their money, not A&M, but no one's beating Alabama. Like I cannot see Alabama not making the championship.
Stetson Bennett's beating Alabama.
I don't know.
You don't think Georgia's going to be good?
Georgia lost so much in their second. What is traded? Georgia's lost so much in
it's,
their secondary.
It's Nebraska Northwestern from Dublin, Nebraska. Ireland.
Yeah. Dublin, Ireland.
But it's August 27th.
That is
the
9 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
9 days. Today's the
9 days.
9 days.
Get it through your head.
Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, Ireland.
But I just think that the SEC is going to be a lot more interesting this year than it will be in past years because a lot of SEC East teams that previously have not been that good are contending. You know,
Ole Miss is a team I look at and I'm like, they got a real shot.
I'm excited. As a Kentucky fan, I'm so excited for the matchup Kentucky at Ole Miss. That's going to be a fun one.
Ole Miss, I believe, lost their quarterback.
Ole Miss
draft,
is preseason ranked 21. I can go through. There's a lot of SEC teams ranked. As much as I don't like Tennessee, they should have been ranked. I mean, they should have really been ranked over BYU. I mean, I'm taking Tennessee over BYU any day. I mean, Purdue
beat Tennessee when Tennessee was fully healthy last year. And Purdue had half their offense out. And
I mean, the SEC
defense,
has a
shout out.
A lot of teams ranked. Alabama's ranked 1, Georgia's ranked 3, Texas A&M is ranked 6.
A&M's a team I look at and I was like, okay, they can really make a run as well.
They have the recruits, but it's just like I don't see Texas A&M doing anything.
Jimbo Fisher's there. They can definitely do stuff.
We'll see. But and then Arkansas is ranked 19th. Kentucky's ranked 20th. Ole Miss ranked 21st. Those are three teams in a row that I see those three teams as being kind of dark horse teams in the SEC.
Yeah, I like definitely like Ole Miss, like Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Like Arkansas, I think they're a good team as well. I even had them as a sleeper team on here.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Cartland, their safety, is an NFL safety. He doesn't need to take that next step. KJ Jefferson, their quarterback, was absolutely – he was really good last year, as I believe, a redshirt sophomore. He threw 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 2,676 yards.
That's crazy, but – I'm a really big believer on Will Levis for Kentucky, and maybe that could be biased, honestly. But, I mean, Will Levis is an insane NFL prospect. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw people putting Will Levis in the top 10 in the mock draft.
Either quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback. They have a lot of analysts have him as the third quarterback to go after Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, which I mean, he's a great prospect because he's huge. He can run. He's a pretty good passer. I think the next step he takes this year is limiting interceptions because he led the SEC last year in interceptions.
I'll tell you what, who's going to be a sleeper quarterback is my boy Aiden O'Connell from Purdue.
Aiden O'Connell.
You just watched sixth-year senior. Shout out him.
He's like 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sixth-year senior. Mm-hmm. He's not a sleeper. He got married. He's working a 9-to-5 right now. I mean,
Dude was incredible. He has been in, the reason he got 6 years is because of his injury in 2020, I believe it was. But yeah, dude will light it up this year. I guarantee it. So watch out for him. But I think who's going to win the Heisman is Cam Ward from Washington State. Look at this stat line last year.
What's his name?
Cam Ward.
I apologize if Cam Ward is listening right now.
47 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 4,648 yards.
He goes to Washington State. Are they going to do anything to get noticed? Because I could put up big numbers if I went to Washington State.
I mean, they'll be a bowl team. I mean, just read his stat line. He absolutely would be in the Heisman conversation.
I'm respectful towards him, but I don't see Heisman voters taking him anywhere near guys like C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young.
Another thing you got to look at with him is it's not like he has NFL talent all over the field with him. I mean,
yeah.
The offense is solely based on him, but it's not like he's throwing to Marvin Harrison Jr. and
I know all I those guys. I just don't Stroud see him getting
Jackson Smith and Jimbo.
That's right. Yeah.
I just don't see him even getting over a guy like Will Levis, you know, or Hayden Hooker from Tennessee. Hooker. Pause.
All right, we're back. Right, Sorry about that. Technical difficulties there. Yeah. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. My throat was just... I had to cough. That was bad. So we had to take a little 10 seconds.
That was a bad... No, wait. All right.
Anyways, let's hop into the Big Ten. We've been talking about the SEC way too long. We're getting all over the place. Who's your Big Ten championship? Mine's Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Ohio State's
going to make it. It's not debatable.
Ohio State's conference to lose.
It is. It really is. And Michigan's not going to be as good. They lost Aiden Hutchinson. They lose their quarterback, I think.
No, he's back. They actually have a better quarterback that's fighting with them in training camp. I think I think the starting quarterback last year will lose his starting job this season.
Yeah. And then ACC, I have Clemson versus Pitt, and that's just a terrible conference. It makes me mad.
Why is Clemson
Notre Dame?
Turn my TV on. There's an ACC football game on.
It makes me mad when I turn on my TV and Clemson has a little number 4 next to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I have
it also
Clemson,
makes me mad, kind of, even as a Notre Dame fan, that Notre Dame is a little 5 next to them. They should not be that
5.
High. They should not be that high.
I'm fine with Clemson being up there.
They weren't that great last year.
Who's better than them? Michigan. No. You think Michigan?
Yeah. Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia.
Baylor's ranked number one.
No, but not Baylor. Baylor's I was reading the notes here. I even think Iowa's probably better than Clemson.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. But for Big 12, Big 12.
Still a conference?
You say no. Big irrelevant?
Yeah. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are heading to the SEC in 2025.
It'll become a super conference thing.
I don't like the way that football's NCAA is heading, because I think that's also – it's off topic, but I think it's going to ruin NCAA basketball.
The NIL also is going to ruin college sports
college
sooner or
football,
later.
Not as much basketball, but college football is getting ridiculous, and it's going to ruin March Madness, which everybody loves. It's going to make super conferences, and I just don't understand it. I don't know why teams
money.
Are switching conferences.
Money.
It's just money. But it's like, I don't know. But for the Big 12, Texas versus Baylor, and I have Texas. And I'm going to probably get mad at myself for believing at Texas come the end of the year, because they always flop.
I had the same
they
game.
They have a quarter. They so. have quarterbacks, finally. They have Quinn Ewers. They have Arch Manning.
Arch isn't there
That's
yet.
Still next year. He's
yeah,
cut no, 23.
I'm talking about, like, in the future. Because yeah. Quinn Ewers can play this year. Arch Manning is going to follow him up. Like, they have
Bijan Robinson, who's been there for a while.
Bijan Mostert.
Who is Bijan. He's probably Bijan. The best back in college football.
Chris Rodriguez Jr.
Who?
Kentucky's running back. I'm just kidding, though. Anyways, for the Pac-12, USC versus Oregon, and I have Oregon winning that.
But I had Utah, Washington State. Utah is going to make the college football playoff.
No!
Yeah, they will.
That was very loud. Did you say Utah's making the what?
Utah will.
The college football playoff? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
No! Yeah, they will. No.
Who are they losing to?
Everybody. Or I don't even have them making the conference championship. I mean, USC has Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams.
Okay.
But
and
Oklahoma
and a first-year head coach at the program.
Coach that's been not, to the college football playoff.
Yeah, I guarantee Utah
Notre
beats
Dame.
USC.
Notre Dame's making the college football playoff.
No, they won't. Okay. No, speaking of Notre Dame, do you think they'll be finished in the college football playoff this year?
No, they'll be like sixth.
Okay.
Tenth.
You think some people are saying it's a bold prediction to be not even top 10.
They'll be top 10.
Notre Dame will find a way.
I say about 10th.
I don't think it was
8
even,
to 10.
It's not. I like their new coach.
You think they're going to finish lower than they start, though?
For sure.
I think there's a chance that they'll stay the same, go down one, or go up one.
I can see
make
it.
College football playoff. That'd be cool.
My college football playoff, though, has 3 SEC teams.
Jeez.
They won't get 3 in.
I know.
They won't get 3
in.
Early
season prediction.
I have Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and my bold prediction is Notre Dame.
I think my bold prediction is Texas A&M makes it without making the conference championship. I think the SEC is just going to be incredibly loaded this year. That's going to be hard to leave them out. Like, first round, I have Bama, or the 1v4 game, I have Bama, Texas A&M, 2v3, OSU, Georgia. I have Bama obviously winning because they always do. And then OSU winning, and I have OSU beating Bama in the final.
Ohio State will not win the national title.
I think they will, and I think CJ Stroud's winning the Heisman.
I have Bama, Ohio State. No, the Utah pick is just one I just threw in there because do I think they'll probably
no,
I don't they
it's
won't
a bad
end up
pick.
They won't end up making the
it's
college
a
football playoff.
Pick, some would say.
But they won't end up making college football playoff. But again, who else do you have to throw in there? I don't think there's zero possibility
A&M.
Any no there's zero possibility
A&M has so many
they get
recruits.
SEC gets 3 and there's zero chance of that. So
I
threw 4 at Georgia.
I think the SEC is stacked.
They will not.
Anyways,
Vandy's winning it all.
Crazy.
That's my final take.
Anyways, we have to sign off. Pack your bags. Take a little trip to Dublin, Ireland. Go watch some
9 days.
Horrible football between Nebraska and Northwestern.
Hey, that's Big Ten football, man.
That's Big Ten football and
that's
probably
right.
Two of the worst teams.
Big Ten West football.
West football.